Well, listen, there's a lot of questions we can ask, right? The Bible is full of questions, and matters of faith lead you to ask a lot of questions. And a lot of those questions start with a simple little word, why, right? Why? And that's okay. I mean, it's good to ask, I think, questions. And to struggle maybe, you know, ponder things like that. That's good. And we won't fully know the answers to our questions on this side of heaven. That's for sure. We know that. No. Our own St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, he says, "For now we see only in part. Now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. But then, when we see face to face, completion comes. And we will know fully." We will know fully. So says our own St. Paul. Pretty nice thought. And Jesus himself hinted at the same thing during the Last Supper. In John chapter 16, verse 23, when he told his disciples, he said that the day would come when they would see him again, and they would have no questions left to ask him. Yeah, the day will come in another place and another time when all of our questions evidently will be answered. That's quite a thought, right? Can't hardly imagine it. But for now, we have lots of questions, and that's good. That's fine. And for tonight, on this very special night, I wanted to focus very briefly on one simple question. Why Mary? Why Mary? It's a good question. She had this question herself. She wondered that herself, right? Why me? She said. Why me? In our third reading today, we heard from our very own Mary, right? The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her what was about to happen. And her reaction was that she was greatly troubled. Yeah. And then her first question in verse 34 was, how can this be? Yeah. She said, I'm a virgin. Why me? She thinks, how me? Why Mary? And as I began working on this lesson, it became clear that there really wasn't a whole lot to work with. There isn't much information in the Bible about her. Now we know that she was living in Nazareth, up north in the region of Galilee. She was pledged to be married, but not yet married, to a man named Joseph. Now, it doesn't state her age in the Bible, but she certainly would have been young, between the ages of 13 and 17, almost certainly. A young girl. She was a virgin. That's stated clearly. And for reasons that are essentially unspecified, she had found favor with God. Good for her. Now, we do also know that she was from a good family, apparently. She was a relative, probably a cousin, to Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Remember that. And Elizabeth herself was a descendant of Aaron, brother of Moses. And her fiancé, her pledge, Joseph, was in fact a descendant of King David. And we know that from the genealogy provided in the Gospel of Matthew. That's about it. That's about it. Mary was a young girl, virgin, living in a very uneventful place, Nazareth, of no apparent prominence. She seems to be a fairly nice, pretty normal girl. And so I thought as I was writing this, I mean, here again, the Bible doesn't really give us an answer to our question. Why Mary? I mean, there's just nothing overly extraordinary about her. But then, and I mean just like that, and I'm not kidding, I realized, well, that is the answer. Now, there may be more details, like trivia. We love trivia here at St. Paul's. There may be more trivia that we would enjoy knowing, and someday we might. But we do actually have the main answer, the answer to the question. The question of why Mary is best answered with another question. Why not? That's the answer. Why not Mary? Gabriel said to her, Mary, do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit will come to you and the power of God will embrace you. And so why not? Why not Mary? God didn't expect her to do it on her own. She wasn't expected to walk this incredible path alone. He would walk it with her. And so her job at that point was just to say yes. To say yes to God and to trust God. Easy to do? No. Not so easy. Not so easy. Her life is a young teenage girl, a real person, right? It's in the fable. She's a real person. Her life was about to become very, very inconvenient. Yeah? Pretty awkward. Socially awkward. Terrifying, really. Why her? But she, this young girl, realized why not her? You know? Why not her? She had to trust God and say yes to God. So when we hear God's call in our lives, whatever it may be, something big, something small, when we pause and hesitate and ask ourselves, why me? Maybe the simple answer is, why not me? And so for us tonight, let that be the lesson. The example of a teenage girl 2,000 years ago who said yes to God, and then gave birth to our Savior, Jesus Christ, on that first Christmas morning. Amen.